The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into the Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sports Line, the best value in all sports betting, and it's not even close. Now, we also say that we're the most transparent show in all sports betting. There's a reason we started 3 minutes late. I got a call last week. Big, powerful agent in the world of soccer. He immediately says, "Coach, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to beat around the bush. I want to get to it. I represent Buckets and Martin W. Green. And we understand how valuable they are to the Early Edge brand as you are building. So we ask, no, we demand that they get their own Champions League show next week. Or else." And I said, "Or else what?" He says, "You don't want to know." So I went back to my team, talked to the jeweler, talked to AB, talked to Noah. They said, "Hey, we don't want to set a precedence like this, but we will for this one time and one time only." So with that being said, even though my feet are to the fire, let's bring in the stars of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, live from just south of London, England, he is the guru. Martin, I was a little taken back that I had demands coming from your camp, but nevertheless, we are here.
Well, it worked. I'm pleased about that. We have our own show today. I'm still waiting for that huge pay rise that the agent promised me. He was talking sort of 200,000 a week, something like that, in line with Antonio Rudiger signing for Real Madrid. But hey, one out of two is pretty good.
I would have taken the other one out of two, to be honest with you, as I'm sure you would have also. Now, he is the mentor. This is the mentee. Buckets, welcome back to your own show, sir.
Thank you, Coach. It's about time we, Martin and I, got the respect to have our own show that we deserve. I'm always honored to be here with the mentor himself, and I'm excited to talk some Champions League.
Wow, look at you throwing down the gauntlets, getting the respect that we deserve. Very, very interesting. All right, here's the deal. This is a big, big week in the world of soccer, so let's jump right in. It's Champions League. We're down to four teams. It's on the main CBS. It's on Paramount Plus. Game number one, Man City, -205. Real Madrid, +550. Yeah, it's on the big boy network this time. We didn't pay all this money to play, you know what I'm saying. So we've got to get to storylines that affect the betting lines before we get to our best bets. So, Buckets, you, sir, we'll go first. What do you got from this game for us?
I got a couple things here, Coach. The first thing that we need to talk about is a lot of people are kind of worried to see Manchester City in Champions League right now after that really kind of bizarre cagey one-goal, 180-minute matchup against Atletico Madrid. People are scared of the over. People are scared of high-scoring goals in this game, and I'm going to give you reasons why you should not be scared of a lot of goals in this matchup. Both defenses are exhausted and injury-riddled right now. And it's unfortunate to see this, but every year when the top teams play so many competitions outside of their league play, injuries are inevitable. And right now, Manchester City will be missing at least three of their defenders. They've got Cancelo out with a suspension going into this game, and Kyle Walker and John Stones both picked up muscular injuries this past week while playing. They were listed as questionable and kind of a 50-50 whether they're start, so we'll need to keep an eye on that. But Manchester City just doesn't have their usual defensive power going into this matchup that we're used to seeing from them. On the opposite side of the pitch, Real Madrid is faring no better. David Alaba was taken off with an injury last week against Osasuna. He'll be joining Hazard, Jovic, and Diaz as well. So there's a lot of defensive struggles going into this matchup. Should create a lot of opportunities for the strikers to shine and take advantage of the kind of struggling defenses on both sides here.
And if there is one thing I've learned from you two is that defense is just not about marking a man up. It's about communication. It's about talking to each other, understanding who's going to do what. And when you don't have your main guys in there, that can cause a lot of confusion, which means what? Goals. However, Martin W. Green, we have a big dilemma on the aging midfield. of Real Madrid. What is your storyline, sir?
Yeah, I did just want to bring that up because 2 years ago, Man City beat Real Madrid home and away in the knockout stage of the Champions League. I wouldn't say Real Madrid have particularly improved since then, whereas Man City have become a lot more experienced in this competition. The Real Madrid have an aging midfield now. Luka Modric is 36, Toni Kroos is 32, and Casemiro is 30. And I just wonder if they can deal with the energetic pressing and the relentless tempo that Man City set. They did very well in the first leg at Stamford Bridge in the last round of the Champions League, beat Chelsea 3-1. But they were completely overrun in the second round of that, in the second leg. It was 3-0 to Chelsea. It really could have been 4-0 to Chelsea because Marcus Alonso had a goal disallowed in very contentious circumstances. It ultimately went to extra time. Real Madrid managed to edge their way through to the knockout to the next stage. But they did look like the second best team in that game for large swathes of it. As I said, Man City beat Real Madrid home and away to secure a 4-2 aggregate victory when these teams last met a couple of years ago. Man City finished runners-up last season. I find it really hard to see Real Madrid stopping them from reaching another final this time around. Yes, Modric, Kroos and Casemiro are all very good players, but I'm not sure if they've got the energy to keep up with Man City at their home stadium. I think Man City will have their work cut out with Benzema and Vinicius Jr. up front. As Buckets mentioned, some injury problems in defence, but Real Madrid have got injury problems of their own. They're going to be on the road here. So I'm very much leaning towards Man City in this game.
Whoa. We haven't got to our bets yet. Easy there, big fella.
Leaning.
All right, let's get to our best bets for this game, however. And Buckets, you know, if there's only two guys on the show, that the person that gets the maestro spot is not you. So you will go first, my friend. What do you have for this game?
Let's do it. This should surprise absolutely nobody that my first pick is going to be both teams to score here in this matchup. You cannot look at a team like Man City and a team like Real Madrid and just not expect goals. The counterattack is too good in Vinicius Jr. and Benzema. And I could just list basically the entire Man City roster of who's capable of scoring because everyone on that team can attack. So I'm leaning heavily here into the both teams to score for my first pick. And for the second one to kind of go hand in hand with that is going to be just going for goals. I'm going over 2.5 goals of the match total. I think this first match, we're just going to see a lot of aggression, a lot of go, go, go from both sides here. So I'm expecting a lot of goals in this matchup.
The other thing I've learned from you two is that in Champions League or in any cup or tournament where there's two legs, you want to be very careful on the second leg. But the first leg, it's all about offense. Get as far as you can go because of the aggregate. Am I right, Buckets? Did I get that right?
You got that right, Coach.
Thank you. I'm learning. I'm listening, educate, entertain. Even the host can go through that. All right, so we're on Man City, Real Madrid, both teams to score. We're on Man City, Real Madrid, over 2.5. But Martin Green, I need a straight play. If I just want to pick, if I just want to bet where I say, you know what, I want a team to win on the spread line, who do we go with?
Have to go with Man City, Coach. They have been in terrific form recently. You know, they've been sweeping teams aside over the past week. Really easy victory at the weekend. They rested players. As Buckets mentioned, they just have so many high-quality attackers. He can opt for Gabriel Jesus, who just scored 4 goals in his last game, Raheem Sterling, Kevin De Bruyne, Bernardo Silva, Riyad Mahrez, Phil Foden, Jack Grealish. These are all world-class forwards. You just keep reeling them off. And if he needs to change things up in the second half, he can bring on reinforcements. I think Real Madrid will play very cautiously in this game. If you remember the round of 16, they battled to a low-scoring, just they lost 1-0 to PSG on the road. They didn't really show a great deal of ambition. I think they'll probably play a similar approach in this one. They'll try to hit Man City on the counter-attack with the pace of Vinicius Jr., but I really expect Man City to control the tempo of this game. dominate possession, and I think they should have enough guile, enough craft, and enough quality to unlock this injury-riddled Real Madrid defence. So the odds aren't particularly great on a straight Man City win, so you do have to look at the spreads. And I've got them with a minus one Asian handicap, odds of minus 120. If you go for that, you get a full win if they win by two or more goals. And it's a push, so you get your money back if they win by a single goal. I really can't see Real Madrid getting anything out of this game. I'm all over Man City.
You know what I would tell Real Madrid? I would say scared money doesn't make money. Come on, you got to play aggressive. You got to bring the forwards up. Open up the back a little bit for our forwards, Man City side. So hopefully they do that when they fall behind and we get that late goal to win 3-1, which would be perfect. And we'd win every bet if it was a 3-1 fine.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
So we believe Man City will be on one side. And who will they face? The winner of Liverpool? And shocking the world a week ago, Villarreal is still alive, still standing. So let's get into storylines for this game. Liverpool, they sleptwalked over the weekend and still won 2-0. That's how good this team is. So, Buck, let me come to you, because Liverpool, they're not just chasing a Champions League title. They could be doing it across the board. What do we got?
Yeah, Coach, Jurgen Klopp has done an incredible job with the Reds this season. They aren't only chasing a Champions League, they're chasing a treble and a potential quadruple here this year. A treble is where a team wins 3 competitions across their league, and a quadruple would be winning 4. Liverpool has already won the EFL Cup. They are in the FA Cup finals here, coming up against Chelsea. They have the Champions League semifinals, and they're still in contention for potentially winning the Prem this year. So they've had just a phenomenal year, and they've been doing so many things correctly. And now they have to go against kind of the Cinderella story of the Champions League and Villarreal, who, I'll be honest, I've missed a lot of picks on them because they just keep upsetting, you know, teams like Juventus and Bayern Munich. And I don't think we can take them lightly, but I think too much is on Liverpool's plate to have a truly phenomenal season to slow them down.
You know, Martin, when I think of Liverpool and I think of how powerful they have looked, and it doesn't matter if it's a competition or a league game, and I guess the cool kids call it, what'd you say, Buckets? Prem? Prem? Is that what you call it?
The Prem, yeah.
The Prem. Oh, that's what the cool kids say. Okay, the Prem. So it doesn't matter if it's been in the Prem or in a competition. They have been dominant. But Villarreal, they continue to shock us and shock us and shock us. However, they're not going to be 100%. Talk to me.
Yeah, you're right, Coach. It is a little incongruous to see Villarreal in the Champions League semi-finals when you consider that they're languishing in 7th place in La Liga. I mean, they're below teams like Real Betis and Real Sociedad, and yet they're in the last 4 of the Champions League, the most important competition in club soccer. And that's all down to Unai Emery. He's a master of European knockout competitions, the Villarreal manager. He's won 4 Europa League titles throughout his career. He won the Europa League with Villarreal last season. And yeah, they've pulled off these fantastic upsets against Juventus and Bayern Munich already. But I'm a bit concerned for Villarreal missing their star player and talisman, Gerard Moreno. He's a crucial source of goals in tight games. He's just a wonderful, wonderful player, but he's out with a hamstring injury. The in-form Arnaud Danjuma has been leading the line in his absence, putting in several impressive performances. But we have to bear in mind that he's now coming up against the world's best defender in Virgil van Dijk, in my opinion. I think Moreno's absence does put Villarreal at a huge disadvantage for this game. As I mentioned, Emery is a knockout specialist. he's going to have Villarreal organized, disciplined. They're going to be tough in defense. They're going to be incisive on the counter-attack. Liverpool can't afford to take them lightly. You mentioned that game against Everton where they did seem to be sleepwalking, but I think that was perfect preparation because I think Everton had about 17% of possession or something ridiculous like that. They didn't show any ambition whatsoever. I expect a very similar performance from Villarreal in this game. All-out defence. So it's going to be whether Liverpool have the firepower, whether they have the guile that I mentioned before to unlock this Villarreal defence. And if you look at the stats, unbeaten in 17 Premier League games at Anfield so far this season with 14 wins and 3 draws. In the past 10 days alone, they've beaten Man City, then they beat Man United 2-0 and Everton 2-0 at Anfield. You have to pay Villarreal the respect that they're due after beating Bayern Munich and Juventus so far, but I think this could be the end of the line for Villarreal. I mean, you just look at their team, coach. They've got players that really struggled to make an impact in the Premier League. Danjuma was at Bournemouth. Foyt did nothing at Tottenham. Lo Celso struggled at Tottenham. Etienne Capoue, Francis Coquelin. Can these players really challenge Liverpool, who Bucket's just mentioned, are one of the best teams in Premier League history? Seems doubtful to me. I know they keep upsetting the odds, Villarreal, but surely this fairy tale run's going to come to an end sooner or later. I think it could come to an end at Anfield.
Two things that I've learned from you. Sometimes don't overthink it. It is right in front of you. Sometimes the best team is just the best team, and that's what you got to play. The other thing is sometimes a matchup is just bad. They might have beaten the other two teams, Juventus, Bayern Munich, but sometimes you go up against the giant, and the giant is who they are, and that's who we believe Liverpool is. So let's get into our best bets for this particular game. And Buckets, I'm not going to do Buckets first because I think the flow will be better if I do Martin and then put the pressure. Oh, you're drinking water? Look at all right, so Martin, I want you to give us your best first. And then oh, my God, Buckets, how embarrassing. It's not even vodka. It's not even tequila. And you're dying over there on me. No wonder. So mute yourself. Get your stuff together. Martin, you're up. Let's go.
That suggests it could have been vodka, couldn't it, Coach, with that reaction? But I think he needs a prop because he hasn't got his cap for his whole Bond villain thing that he's got going on. So he needs the water. But I've gone for I really went back and forwards with this game from a betting perspective because Villarreal do just keep busting parlays. They've been a real nightmare to handicap this season. But when I assess the quality of the two teams, and it's at home for Liverpool, I think it will be all-out defence from Villarreal. So I can see them keeping a clean sheet. I can see them scoring twice. So in the end, I went for Liverpool minus 1.5, odds of minus 120, and a little sprinkle on Liverpool to win 2-0 at plus 107, considering that Moreno's out injured.
Man, I love those two plays. But you know me, the win 2-0 bet, even though the odds are always really good, it scares me to death. It's a little sprinkle, man. Villarreal, they've had this habit of like scoring in the first 10 minutes. And before anything's really gets settled in, and then they just hold on to that goal for 90 minutes, and it drives me bananas. But that's not going to happen this week. No, 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 no. Liverpool, you're our squad this week. So we've got two plays there, win to nil, then minus 1.5. But Buckets, I need – what do I need? How about an anytime score, and then how about a futures bet? And for those people who don't know what a futures bet is when you make a bet that's going to happen – in a few weeks or in a few months or something's going to happen down the line. Buckets, can you do that for me?
I think I can pull that off, Coach. Let's give it a shot at least.
Let's go.
So we will start with our anytime goal scorer here. I'm going to be taking at plus odds Jota for Liverpool to score. He is a masterclass when it comes to breaking down international competitions specifically. He's the kind of player that steps up when Salah and Mane and Diaz and players like that can't find the net. He's the one that always manages to kind of break the draw there and manage to get that first goal. So I love Jota to score for this team. And then to meet kind of that future requirement as well. And Martin, I'd be curious to see if you agree with me on this. I'm actually going to be running Liverpool to lift the cup at the end of Champions League. I'm taking Liverpool to win it all. It's between Liverpool and Man City is basically a pickup on most sites. You're seeing plus 125 to plus 150 for either of them to win. But I really think this is Klopp's year, and I really think the Reds are going to pull it off.
I bet futures bet on Man City and Liverpool a few months ago because I could only see two teams winning it and I could only see two teams getting to the final. We've seen so many evenly matched games between the two of them recently. This is the sort of final that I think could go down to a penalty shootout between the two of them. But just to spice things up a little bit, I'll go for Man City. I know they lost
Stop right now, because I don't believe that I'm watching what I'm watching here. Wait a second. You all know, you guys are veterans on the early edge. You know what we need to do here, correct? Correct. So Bob, you're feeling yourself lately. You're feeling yourself. So clearly, Martin W. Greed does not agree with you when it comes to Liverpool plus 125. So if it were me, and I'm saying it's just if it were me, I would be like, I would love to have a showdown with you. Are you in or are you out? And then call for the music. But that's just me. Buckets, you can do whatever you want to do. The floor is yours.
Well, Coach, I'm going to phrase it a little differently here. Guru, I would be honored to win my first ever early edge showdown against you in this matchup. So absolutely, I would love to hear that music, Coach.
See what you did there? You completely butchered it. All right, I'm going to play the part of Buckets. I'm going to play the part of Buckets. Martin, you play the part of yourself, and this is how you do it.
So, and I'll be Coach.
You could never be me.
I had to try.
So Martin, it feels like you don't agree with me with my Liverpool plus 125 bet. So I would love to have a showdown. The normal bet is $100. Are you in or are you out?
I am in all day long, Coach. As long as we don't have to do celebrity boxing, as long as we're just doing a $100 bet, then I'm happy.
Martin, I'm Buckets right now. I'm Buckets right now.
Buckets. We're doing it, Buckets.
There you go. Hey, jeweler, hit the music. It's gonna be a showdown. Buckets, that's how you do it. I don't know what you were doing. All right. So to be clear, we have a showdown, Liverpool future, Man City for Martin W. Green future. Now, do you guys have Venmo in Europe, London? You have Venmo? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Buckets, you have Venmo, Buckets?
I have Venmo.
Okay. Well, we have a couple people on the crew that have actually got banned from Venmo. True story. How do you get banned from Venmo? I mean, you got to be some kind of just idiot to get banned from Venmo. We've got two of them. All right. Oh, my goodness. Buckets, see when I hand you the baton? Can't even run one leg with it. See what I did there? First leg, right? Go ahead, Martin.
Can I just quickly add as a little aside, in terms of the Diogo Jota anytime goal scorer bet, Buckets, would you put that on and then cash out straight away if he's not in the starting 11?
If he's not in the starting 11, that's a great question.
He's often on the bench, isn't he?
Right. He often starts there and then comes in as kind of that super sub late when they need him. I would let it ride. I think Jota's the kind of guy that can come in second half and really make an impact, even if he only gets 45 minutes of play. I've got no problem with that.
I can't wait till he comes in like the 73rd minute. And people on Twitter just start crushing you. You said 45 minutes. He just came in. Oh, I love Twitter universe. Not really. I have my new favorite thing is blocking people. It's so cathartic. All right, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap. And it looks absolutely glorious. Martin W. Green, he's on Man City, minus the one goal, minus 120. Liverpool, Asian handicap, minus 1.5. Liverpool win to nil. That brings it down even further. Then our man, Buckets. He's on both teams to score, Man City, Real Madrid, over 2.5 goals. If you don't want to play both, most books have where you can do both at the same time, both teams to score and the over 2.5. For whatever number, you could do that too. Then Liverpool to win the Champions League. We've got a showdown with Martin. He believes it's going to be Man City. And then Jota, anytime goal score, let it ride, he says, even though he's going to start on the bench. And thank you, Martin, for asking that question, because I would not have. And that's why we're a team. Even though Buckets wants to do everything by himself, we are a team here at the Early Edge. All right, so much fun. We'll be back Tuesday and Wednesday. And we may or may not have soccer picks on the morning show, but I'm guessing that we will, because these two guys are amazing. All right? There's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these Champions League tickets straight to to the pay window. For my entire crew, I love them all. The guru, Buckets, and of course the jeweler on the ones and the twos, putting it all together here at the brand. I am the coach. It doesn't matter the sport. It doesn't matter the day. We've been here every single day since the start. Find me another show that does that. Oh, wait. Doesn't exist. We are the Early Edge. Good luck.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the sun. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi, new episodes now streaming. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with the Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. The subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.